Blog Talk Radio.
But you get a woman, black woman, man, I'm going to tell you something. I don't care how meek that woman is, how soft-spoken she is. If you're giving her the dick, whatever wrong with you, she going to let you know. You can have a patch on your eye, your leg will be broke. If you get up there, she'll be like, woo! Shit! You patch-eyed motherfucker. You broke-legged son of a bitch. You know you in this motherfucker. Kick it!
I got a stack in air pocket, feel some way. Lick in my hand, no smile on my face. Handful of this shit, I finna throw away. Finna ball, been counting money all day. Little boy move, big boy finna play. Flow this shit, ain't number paper in a way. Not a nigga, motherfuck nigga in a way. Nigga slipped in a ticket, all I'm gon' say. Nigga lame, he a rookie, nigga okay. Finna snatch me a hoe and spit it on bed. Got fire on me, fuck it, I'm a parlay. Now I'm looking for the right hoe, I'm a slave. Just hit me a lick, finna blow a check. Got stacks on me, booms on deck. Finna slide through the strip club and make a mess. I don't want that hoe, I won't take that. Just hit me a lick, finna blow a check. Got stacks on me, booms on deck. Finna slide through the strip club and make a mess. I don't want that hoe, I won't take that.
All my money gone, nigga, fuck it, I'ma hang. If she bad, if she fucking, I blow chain. Ain't got to, I can fuck all my name. Try to fuck something, got time to run game. Tell how the mama act that she fuck lame. When I'm throwing my paper, nigga, on aim. Go let her play with me, shit, I want the real thing. Slip and fall on all this money, I'm just lame. If she sweet, she gon' fuck around and get trained. D-S-O-P, got me off the chain. Ain't no cuffing going on these whole fat games. Got sights of this shit, no chump change. Yes,
we push it to the limit, grinding hard for money.
I'm grinding hard
for my money, no, I can never be beat. I'm like a star in the day, cause I can't be seen. Straight low records, will never bow to defeat. I can't imagine my life without my ice and money. You can take it all from me, but I'll get it right back. Cause I'm a hustler plus a go-getter, and that's a fact. We're always blown off the purple, yeah, it keeps us on track. My honey's come real fast, and it's all without that. You other people are hurting, while I'm still out here spending. The news say it's a recession, but I can't tell. I only know success, I can never fail. I don't get my hands dirty, so I'll never see a tail. God has blessed me and gave me the crown. Now he put me here in front of this crowd, and they all love the sound of my voice. I'm always voted number one by the fans' choice.
No introduction necessary, you know who it is. Straight Lopes in the building, and we're handling beers. Bruce, be the boss, in the sky be the kid. Goofy Bones the gangster, and we taking no risk. We in it to win it, and we're about our show. Three masterminds from the city of San Ho. Recognize everywhere we go, that's how it should be. We push it to the limit, grinding hard for money.
I'm kicking down doors like if I was juggernaut. I'm big and red, and my heart will never stop for the money. Cash, I need them greens when you're falling out of control. You know what I mean? All the hoods love us because we're number one. Taking over the world, and we didn't need a gun. This shit is fun. Riding saying fuck the police. Bruce in the sky and goofy, but we never see the beat. It's so sweet, pimping several hoes. Taking all the money so I can wear my Louis Vuitton clothes. I know I'm a pimp, but I'm a fucking gangster. Try to rush up on me, boy, I'm gonna have to shake ya. And that's how we run it in the city of Shark Tank. It's like Scarface taking double to the bank. That's how we living, strapped to the fucking deal. And if you don't like me, tell me how the chakras feel.
I guess that means I have to get crunk today. Is that mean this thing is on? Are we back on? Back up in the building. How y'all feeling? Y'all already know this is the Let's Do It Again show. Record and Game Radio. Your boy DJ Smell So Good, a.k.a. Smell So Hood if you're Spanish. DJ Fight the Power if you're Manish, huh? That's all y'all ladies out there. Big ups to all my live and bathroom listeners, you know what I'm saying, holding it down real big. Y'all heard it, though, how it's going down, man. I appreciate everybody who's tuning in for the second half of the official Must Be Monday again. Jump off, you know what I'm saying, right here live. From the 813 all the way up to the 408, all the way over to the, I forgot the area code, and then the other area code. Well, we bringing it live all the way to you, you know what I'm saying? That's how we do here. Big up my dog Goofy Bones, San Jose is in the building. You already know how I'm feeling, man. I'm feeling kind of crazy today. Before I get into some more cuts, man, I want to give y'all some positive vibes, man. This comes from www.only/positive-news. So that's onlypositivenews.com. The title of this is called The Garden Project, Changing the Life of Ex-Cons. And the article reads their slogan, we don't just grow plants, we grow people too. Their mission, in 1992, the Garden Project was founded with a mission unlike any other in the country, to provide job training and support to former offenders through counseling and assistance and continuing education, while also impacting the communities from which they come. Today, the Garden Project continues this mission, innovatively empowering both former offenders and at-risk youth through training and education while transforming the urban environment. Garden projects have been taking off, not only helping feed communities, but teaching people who have lost their way about the fundamentals of life and growth. As Catherine Sneed, one of the founders of the movement, puts it so well, each person cares for particular plants and learns by watching them grow. The true nature of this life, growth, renewal, and perseverance. Somewhere during the time spent quietly working the earth, something happens and something changes. Witnessing the cycle of growth and renewal allows the prisoners to see their own potential for growth and change. People often ask me what I did to inspire people to work. I tell them it wasn't me, it was the plants. the power of nature working its magic once again. If you've had a bad day or feeling lost, don't underestimate the power of a garden or even a few houseplants. Plants are life forms and can add to your spiritual growth on a powerful level. And that's coming from onlypositivenews.com, you know what I'm saying? And I can agree with that, because I feel, you know, if you put some plants down and watch them grow, and you know what's going to pop off of them, hell yeah. That makes me real happy. And I ain't talking about no tomatoes. Go ahead and have a real big yard, know what I'm talking about, man. You know what I'm saying? Just look at my pic. Check out my pic and you know what I'm talking about. You know it's for real. You know, so I got my dog Buford in the building today. He finna kick something for y'all. It's my dog Buford, you know what I'm saying, represent ATL. And all the rednecks out there, you know what I'm saying, going down real big. This fun's for you.
I don't know who these black guys think they are walking around here with their pants down looking like Snoop Doggy Dogg. Hell, they think they can rap. Hell, I can show Ice Cube how to rap. He can get up on something, get up on this truck. I'll show you how to do it. The Buford McGee style. Here we go. Now check this out. Hell, I'm riding in my truck on the Tuesday night. Riding down my tree trying to start a fight. My name is Buford. I'm from Alabaster. I'm a low down, root to back, my crack. Road tide. Road tide. Right. I'm an Alabama man for the rest of my life. I'm the man. My name is Buford, y'all. And I'm the goddamn king at the trucker's ball. Road tide. Of your dreams, by the way, who? Martin Luther King and Al Elvis. You know, he's the king that got darn hell. I thought he had a dream. Now, don't tell my heart, my achy, breaky heart. I just don't think they'll understand. Whoa, Road Tide! And if you tell my heart, my achy, breaky heart, I'll roll over you in my gut. Comedy Jam, Ricky Smiley, and my frat brothers from the KKK. This stands for Capper, Capper, Capper. Going to Walmart to get me a six pack of Bud Light. God darn right! Bro, die!
Yeah! KRS, knowledge reigns supreme. Word up! Almost September! Woo! This is that roar right here. You ain't heard nothing as dope as this. Yeah. Love. Love. Hell don't see me. L-O-V-E. Hate, that's easy. Snakes come cheaply. I shake off the greedy and break off the needy. 20 years strong and some still don't believe me. The L-O-V-E, it helps me to be me. I love what I do and I do it freely. Love, that's how we gonna rise above. Hate in your heart will break you apart. Be love, pursue love, see love, do love, oh love, new love, show love. Ooh, love, we taking it to love. That's sticky like glue love, pepe le plu love.
Never too late, never too late.
For love.
Never too late, never too late.
Love, love.
Shake you, break you, make a major play you, break your pager. If he finds that the neighbor's doing you favors, and he believes that you throwing him a little flavor. Love will make you act out, act up, get smacked up, then black out. In fact, it's
The only thing that hurts and heals, the twists and turns are so for real. Your stomach in knots and you wanna heal. Love is good, love is here, love is present in the air. Love is what you need when the world don't care. It's that mama love, the love I wish my papa thought of. Instead of him, his daughter, get her love from up above.
Never too late, never too late. Never too late, never too late.
Love,
love,
love, love, love.
We standing on this in love. You don't fall in love, you rise in love. MC Light. Almost September, rock on!
Yeah,
let's go!
Show love, give love, speak love, live love. Tell me, what is love? The essence of being. You gotta want love, taunt love, sport love, flaunt love. Love is the center of human beings. Love is enduring, alluring, and curing. Love is a liberator, love is so freeing. This is more poetry, it's widely known of me. But let me get back to this raw MCing. Cats only talk about hate and war. Attracting that, that's an ancient law. It's raw MCing when I blaze the door. Cause the love for my art, you can't pay me for.
Never too late, never too late.
Hello.
Never too late, never too late.
Down at the two poking knives. Thumb tucked in, yeah, I'm ripping my block. H-Town homestead and outside out on spot. Slim Thugger represent every time he step out. I got blue on my ride, cause that's how my side roll. Rated up pro, so the whole city know that it's an outside pride. But H-Town worldwide, look, keep Southside. Bro, Jeep ripping ride, yeah, the Texas got it locked, so your haters keep hating. D-Town, San and ATX, we ain't faking. All the way from the Corpus BMT to the top. One thing about Texas, we be ripping our block. If they got the work street, keep it. We do this for the hood, it's for my gangsters on lock. Put your zip in the air, let me see what you claim. Who getting the most change? Rep for your block, man.
Rep my block, rep in my block. Rep in my block, let them know we get there. Rep in my block, rep in my block. Rep in my block, put it in the air.
This is John New presenting Record the Game Entertainment, bringing y'all all the hottest local hits and beyond, located at 4402 North 34th Street on the corner of 34th and Chelsea. Don't forget the $5 for $10 mix CDs located at 34th and Chelsea Street. No one does it better. That's DJ Smell So Good, DJ Party Time. Roll with Record the Game and get rolled the fuck over. Fuck over. Fuck over.
Yeah, y'all heard it here first. What it do? What's going down? Everybody in town, all the way from 813 up into your neck of the hood, neck of the woods, all of them to your bathroom stalls. Oh, man. I'm sorry. You know, I can't get enough of that. Big ups to Skype, though. You know what I'm saying? Big ups to Skype and the Skype service. You know what I'm saying? Bringing people in connection all the way across the world. I mean, that's how... Miss Black, you know what I'm saying, representing Iraq, that's how she called in. Little Lola, you know what I'm saying, representing New Zealand, that's how she called in. NJ, I ain't sure, from Jamaica, I ain't sure if she's Skyping or not, you know what I'm saying, she might be Skyping, but, you know, it goes down real big. Oh, man. Well, I love all my fans and listeners out there, man. You know what I'm saying? It goes down real big. I thank you to the utmost, you know what I'm saying, for dealing with my crazy antics. You know what I'm saying? You damn sure got to have a strong stomach to come into this show, boy, because I'm trying to hit you in it with 10,000 jokes, goddammit. I hit you so hard, you'll be like, you're going to be feeling like, oh, man, I got a million of them shits, man. I got a million of them shits. Yeah, while Vita was on the phone earlier, you know what I'm saying? We had Vita Star. I meant to ask you, girl.
Dang, baby, would you like some fries with that shake?
Oh, man. Yeah, I trust myself the fuck out, man. Yes, I do. Hey, got something else to play for y'all. This is my dog, DeVal, man. Dedicate all the skinny girls out there all around the world. If you're skinny and you know it, raise your hand. If you're skinny and you know it, then this is for you, girl.
Yeah.
It's a little song I wrote for skinny women in Hollywood who think that shit is sexy.
Cali!
Anna Nicole Paris. The little twins from Full House. Get your weight up, girl. You know what I'm talking about?
Weight up, girl. Get your weight up.
This girl, she is so skinny.
Ooh, she
the mama, super thin. If shit don't stop eating, then her life is gonna end.
I'm concerned for your
she
health. Did you
she
eat today?
You fat. But what she doesn't know, she would be in trouble if a storm wind were to blow.
Girl, that wind gonna blow
you
away.
She's got a problem and I don't know how to tell her, cause she thinks that she is normal, but she's really underweight by 50 pounds. I'm disgusted by the sight of you poo.
Get your weight up, girl.
And I know the truth is true, girl, you and
sandwich.
Yes, I'm gonna leave it for you. Look just like a crackhead on a diet. And you need to eat some food.
You ain't belt to fit you.
Yes, you need to eat some food.
Damn, girl, I can see your ribs.
You need to eat some food.
Is that your collarbone?
And it's all because you never eat enough. She's a skinny girl. Verse 2. Go out to dinner, the food stays on her plate. I ask her why, she said it's because I already ate. I say, well, eat again. She said that she's not hungry.
Bitch, but eat this food.
I say, girl, you're gonna eat because I just spent my money.
I will beat your ass, girl.
She's got a problem and I don't know how to tell her, cause she think that she is normal, but she's really underweight. By
ain't nothing wrong with me.
I'm just busted by the sight of you. And I know this much is true. Girl, you anorexic.
You may even make pants to fit you.
You don't believe it, but you look just like a crackhead on a diet.
Girl, you is gonna die.
And you need to eat some food.
Your cast is gonna be flat.
You need to eat some food.
Popeye's chicken is gonna take one tall bear to carry your ass down the aisle. Singing,
and
I'll
it's
fly
all
away.
Because you never eat enough. She's a skinny girl.
Yeah.
Y'all know y'all need to be eating that now. You know what I'm saying? Put some meat on your bones. You know what I'm saying? Some more cushion for the pushing. You know what I'm saying? Now, if you like 350 and shit, nah, hey, damn. You know. I mean, damn. You know. A nigga got to be able to find a remote control. You know what I'm saying? When I happen to live up one of your roles and shit and find it. If you that big girl, you know what I'm saying? If you a big girl like that, nah, I can't fuck with you. I'm sorry. I can't fuck with you, girl. I'm like 162 pounds, you know what I'm saying? Athletic build, you know. I look like a little track runner, but that damn sure can't be running up into a jello wall and shit. You know what I'm saying? Can't kick my game like that. Now, I do like a nice thick woman now. She thick. Oh, I love me some old thick woman now, girl. You be done. Ooh, wee. You already know what time it is. One time we got all our VIP callers straight out of the Hilton Hotel bathroom. Let's see if she's live. Call her.
You know you wrong. You know you wrong. You know you wrong.
We got to let y'all know she's calling from the VIP Hilton Hotel's finest golden bathrooms in the world. Why,
yeah,
Vita,
you know,
Star,
you
how
wrong.
Are you today?
I'm fine. You know you're right?
You ain't cooking no stovetop over there, girl. You ain't a commercial watcher then. I ain't a big TV watcher, but that was just old ass commercial that I remember. You remember little white boy talking, say, hey, Chad, what is your mom cooking? Oh, my mom's cooking whatever the fuck. You know what I'm saying? Well, my mom's cooking stovetop. Well, we're going to Greg's house. His mom's cooking stovetop. Okay. Guess you don't remember that. You don't remember that. You don't remember that. You don't remember that. Oh, now Skype showing ass, boy. Skype showing ass, girl. It's like you saying, I just watched up, yeah. Now, could you understand what I just said? Now it's chopping up bad.
Oh, that's
chopping
good.
Up
oh, you
back.
Know why? Because is it still chopping up?
Oh, there you go. What, you were moving around?
No, I was downloading something.
Oh. What you downloading over there, girl? What you up there putting viruses on your shit for?
I'm not putting no viruses. I'm downloading some tracks from Z-Share. You know how you go to certain hip-hop blogs,
oh, yeah.
They post up tracks? Yeah, I downloaded some new West Coast from the West Coast there.
He said Z-Share. Yeah, I'm going to send these tracks over to you, too.
Oh, for sure. You got my email address, right?
He's trying to email, yeah. Where is my paper at? Yeah. At Gmail, the hip hop shop.
Yeah.
Dot blog.
Hip hop shop dot blog at Gmail.
Yeah. What, it was already a hip hop shop or something when you made the name?
Yeah, there was, I guess it was already one that's called hip hop shop, so I just made one hip hop shop dot blog. That's so I'll know. When people send me things, I know if it's I know it's for the radio show or certain things are for the blog. So.
Oh.
I have a billion email addresses.
Trying to be organized and everything. It's all good. I try to be, but it just doesn't happen. I got like a million MySpaces. I done lost half the passwords too, but them shit's there.
Why do you have a million MySpaces?
Cause they free. Shit.
Oh,
motherfuckers,
man,
is free. I set them shits up, throw my artist music on them, and leave them motherfuckers dormant. Don't ever check them shits again. Probably got a million friends. I don't give a damn. I don't believe in that MySpace crap, man. That MySpace, I don't even.
I mean, it's not a religion. You don't believe in it.
No, I mean as far as like people, you know, they use it for trying to meet chicks and dudes and all that shit. I don't be all into it like that. I get on it, you know what I'm saying, post my music up, post up my little show info and stuff like that, networking purposes only. I mean, if you see any of my friends on my MySpace pages, I mean, these are people I actually network with. I actually got songs from them or phone numbers that we actually, you know what I'm saying, we actually networking. It just ain't no, I'm trying to get a million friends to show up, you know what I'm saying, on my friend count and shit. I don't do none of that. None of that.
Yeah.
So that's why, damn, dog, you been on MySpace for 2 years, you only got 300 friends? Yeah, but that's 300 original friends, not, you know, slut Betty that, you know, and her friends that want to be added on and, you know, peep, check out my peep cam and all that old bullshit. Man, please.
Nah, I hear you. I had to on my MySpace, I had it private. I don't even like it when bands contact me. Like, they have to send me a message first before I even think about adding them. Like, band music, because I like to listen to people's music, but I would get sent all kinds of stuff all day. Like, just random people trying to be my friend on there. So I made myself private, and mine's pretty private, so I don't really be having much people on there. But I like MySpace. Only because, like, for example, let's say there's an artist I want to keep up on, especially underground artists, they post their stuff up on MySpace so I can keep up with, you know, when they have a show, when, you know, they have some new dropping, whenever they got new mixtape. So I like it for that purpose. So I actually like MySpace. I don't really try to meet people and get dates and stuff, though.
What about, Reverb Nation? You ever heard of that? Been on that?
Nah, I don't even know what that is.
Yeah, it's just so much shit to help artists out there. Reverb Nation, you ever heard of SoundClick? SoundClick.com?
Yeah, SoundClick's kind of old. Yeah, I know SoundClick.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, I've been dealing with SoundClick for 5 years, probably longer. But
all about SoundClick.
Yeah, you can't. They still pumping because I've been meeting. Yeah, and actually, I forgot about them too until some people started actually sending me friend requests, and I'm like, oh, shit, I forgot I got music on that month. I got, like, 50 different artists because, you know, yeah, I got, like, actually, know, like, almost 50 artists on there. And what I use SoundClick for because it gives you chart stats, you know what I'm saying, in rankings out of a million songs when you submit it. You know what I'm saying? You get ranked out of a million songs, and that's where your song will be placed at. So, I mean, like, probably 2005 since I've been on there, every artist I put on there, I believe almost every artist been in the top, at least the top 5,000, put it that way, out of a million songs. I mean, most of them, I done had three or four of them in the top hundreds, you know what I'm saying? Like 200-300, you know what I'm saying, with their songs. So that's why I like to use that, so you can take that back. And then show the artist, like, look, this is how many, you know what I'm saying, plays it's been getting, this is how many people done checked it out versus, you know what I'm saying, other songs. But Reverb Nation is set up something like that, and then they got a whole bunch of crap, though, that they can do, you know what I'm saying? So, God damn, girl, you make it sound like it's raining and shit. Damn.
How do you hear that? I feel like I'm typing so.
Hey,
no.
It's like you like pounding on that motherfucker or something. Like, can you hear
you know
me typing?
People...
You can't hear me
no.
typing. You feel me? And I'm and I'm hitting keys. Now, can you hear that?
I hear that, yeah.
Okay, that's what you sound like. And right now, if I sent that off, that look like a bunch of jumbled up shit. So hopefully you type in something that makes sense, because I can't type that fast. You understand
you know
what
I
I'm talking about.
I used to have to write transcriptions. So I have a very, like, very quickly. But when I was in college and I used to do research studies, I used to have to do the transcriptions of the interviews. And so, you know, to save time, I don't have to keep stopping and starting. So I just taught myself how to type as fast as I could by listening to what people were saying. So I do type pretty quickly.
Oh, okay. I'm talking about talking shit. I was talking about you, girl.
I know. I'm going to tell him right now. You were talking about
moving ball.
Because you were.
Moving ball,
talking
huh?
shit.
Oh, yeah. Were you in the bathroom?
See? You know
it's
what?
The perfect place. Oh, man. Boy, look at here. These
yeah,
shows going to go down in history right here. Well, I got to feature this one. Smell's Greatest Bathroom Moments.
Oh, you're not even right. I'm not in the bathroom. That makes it so wrong.
Oh, man. I have to do a special blog after this to let my faithful listeners know that you were not in the bathroom.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, damn, smell you the shit, dog. For real.
You know you ain't right. You know you ain't right.
Oh, man, I'm sorry. I'm finna get into, now, I don't play no commercial music here. I play indie artists, strictly indie artists, if I can help it. And that's all I got loaded up in my switchboard. But what I do got loaded up is other DJs' little mix that they made. You know what I'm saying? So it might be an industry song, but it's remixed. So that's the only reason I play it. And I mean, to the point, they don't sound like the original song at all. So with that being said, we finna get into DJ Geeksters. Geeksters. Some shit like that. Geeksters. DJ Geeksters Electro Lollipop Remix. I'm going now.
It's the Geekster mix, you suckers.
Live from the hill.
on a trip, tell your mother, brother, notice me. I'm up on him, him up on me, don't pay him any attention. Just to cry my tears, give three good gifts, give me.
Let's dip, space suit, come equipped, and we heading past Neptune.
This is Ja New presenting Record the Game Entertainment, bringing y'all all the hottest local hits and beyond, located at 4402 North 34th Street on the corner of 34th and Chelsea. Don't forget the $5 for $10 mix CDs located at 34th and Chelsea Street. No one does it better. That's DJ Smell So Good, DJ Party Time. Roll with Record the Game or get rolled the fuck over. Fuck over.
Just to what? See what's up.
Yeah. Now we can do it all day till the sun goes down. Baby, why you frowning? Put on the smile. Let me see the peak like you posing for Colgate. You looking hella sexy when your hair is so straight. The way you put it on me, no girl does. Give me the shine like you wanna. Bottle of Patron and a couple of blunts. Hop in the whip, now we hit the club. Burst to death, all day it's a must. San Jose living, got your boy clean cut. I like the way the apple bottle tug your butt. When you open up and down, girl, that's what's up. Tell me what you want, I'll tell you what I need. I'm down to please you. If he's down to please me, freaky things, anything. The club's out of two, you should come home with me.
Come home with me.
Just to see what's up. Watch me get tipsy. Up at the club, doing what I can. I'm just an average thug, trying to fuck this beautiful thing. Nice big kiss with a nice little slime.
I'm from the evil,
yeah, from the hood. Knowing how I do it, it's all good. Going out to the charge to get a number. Then I say, why don't you come over? Get up in the sheets with me. The big ball coming around the town, yeah, she's singing my song. As she walks me in my hood, straight to the room, yeah. You know what's up.
So hot, I read you like a book just to get to your plot. Now don't take this wrong, just some words in a song. But I really just wanna hit it all night long.
All night long?
Yeah, all night long. Girl, drop that thong, let's get it on. Feet on the bed, lean your head on the floor. Tell me what you like and I'll do that some more. So fresh, so clean up on the scene. Stamping out, cause that was all up in my dreams. See you chillin', all alone up in the corner. Tell the bartender, have you come over. Mix up a few drinks with me. Now tell me, can we kick it later on tonight when we leave? Baby, it's last call, you ready to fall? Whisper in your ear just to see what's up.
Just to see what's up.
Wine, 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 wine
these hoes on my diggly, baby. A lot of honeys, I bring them in, baby. Cause I be on the corner singling, baby. So I can throw it, I let these hoes know it. Ice in my goddamn tongue like it's snowing. Bottle of Patron and weed to get going. Get heard and get ghost, get going. Yeah, then it's off to another freak. Looking for some good dick, come and fuck with me. You off the chain, baby, really though. Dance like I'm hoes in the tip trip video. Ain't no pussy like I clean that pussy. Ain't no pussy like I clean that pussy. Ain't no pussy like I clean that pussy. That's a clean that pussy. I eat that pussy. Ain't no pussy like I clean that pussy. Ain't no pussy like I clean that pussy. Ain't no pussy like I clean that pussy. That's a clean that pussy. I eat that pussy.
Baby, let me see you whine, 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 whine. Baby, let me see you whine, 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 whine.
Want to get you to the player pad. Zap that ass up like we playing laser tag. Since your nigga can't do it with his bitch ass, I let you get on my ride like Six Flags. Roll the drove with his zigzags. Me and my dogs blow big bags. In the strip club where we like to trick at. Letting money fly, how real is that? Baby, who you going home with? Are you a bad bitch? You got your own shit. You got me about to lead a fella. Keep that ass in the air, make these hoes jealous.
Ain't no pussy like I clean that pussy. Ain't no pussy like I clean that pussy. Ain't no pussy like I clean that pussy. That's a clean that pussy. I eat that pussy. Ain't no pussy like I clean that pussy. Ain't no pussy like I clean that pussy. Ain't no pussy like I clean that pussy. That's a clean that pussy. I eat that pussy.
Baby, let me see you whine, 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 whine. Baby, let me see you whine, 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 whine.
Ain't no pussy like a clean ass pussy. Hey, hey, hey. Starbox Productions on the motherfucking track. I really stack, nigga. I really stack, nigga. I said, ain't no pussy like a clean ass pussy. Ain't no pussy like a clean ass pussy. Ain't no pussy like a clean ass pussy. If the pussy ain't clean, then the pussy ain't shit.
I think we should stop. My IM window just started screaming, no more, no more.
Going down real big, man. It's your boy DJ. Smell so hood if you're Spanish. Smell so good if you're Manish. And DJ fight the power if you don't even know me. You know what I'm saying? Going down real big. It's right here. We live. Let's do it again Monday. You know what I'm saying? Spawn off part two of the Must Be Monday. Right here, man. The money started off blue. What the hell is all that in the room? Damn, all I see is blue when I click into the room. Because there's Mo Blue. Mo Blue is in the building, ladies and gentlemen. Big old Dark Yoda. Little Ola all the way from New Zealand. Is definitely in the building. You know what I'm saying, man? You know, this Tampa Bay's, and I thank you, Lord, for being able to use this title. But I am Tampa Bay's most international DJ. You know what I'm saying? I wear that proud. I wear that like a tutu. And I ain't never took ballerina lessons. You know what I'm saying? I'm wearing it like a toilet seat to Vita. Yeah, real big. All my VIP listeners holding down in the plush bathrooms of the Hilton Hotel.
Oh, you're not right.
I bet, y'all, this will happen if you call me. If you call to be live on the show, hey, man, listen here. I can't talk to myself. So I be talking to people in the chat room. They be thinking I'm on a Bluetooth or some shit. He must be on the Bluetooth doing his show. How the hell I'm sitting at the house talking on the phone? Oh, man. So when you get on the phone, you are subject to mass harassment. You know what I'm saying, by yours truly. But then at the same time, you know, this is the only spot where you get VIP. You can scream out whatever you want. She just ain't did it yet. You know what I'm saying? She in the company bathroom, so in case she can't scream out, because it'll go through the vent.
What? You know, okay, first of all, you know you're not right. You know you're not right.
Ah, man. Y'all got to listen to the first show just to catch up with this second show, man. Because y'all
I am not in the bathroom.
Yeah, let me set the record straight, everyone. She is not in the bathroom. She is only in the bathroom stall.
Whatever.
Oh,
I am Skype. I'm using the microphone on my computer. There's a big echo apparently in a big room, but you know I'm not bathroom.
So you start a new job, everybody. You know what I'm saying? Big ups to Lifestar. That would be the stands for life.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So big up to the Lifestar and her new job in this so-called economic depressional time, the recession or whatever you're supposed to be in right now. You know. I ain't in no recession. I ain't been in a recession since... Shit, I can't even spell recession. That's to tell you how much I'm in it. Tell you how much I'm in it. I don't believe in that. I don't believe in being broke. I don't believe that no person on this earth, when Haitians come over here and tell us that United States of America is the most richest country in the world, because it's the only country that you can walk around anywhere, and I don't give a damn what state it is. You know what I'm saying? You can walk around any state and find money on the damn ground. Any state.
Yeah.
Anybody want to make a challenge of that? Because you throw pennies on the ground every day. You throw change on the ground every day. You know what I'm saying? That's money. A penny is worth more than our United States dollar. Give me pennies. Don't give me no damn dollars. The shit is worthless. Right now, look it up, our currency, look up the current market. Dollars worth like 4, maybe 5 cents now on the entire international market. That's what our dollar's worth to everybody else's, you know, dollar. You know, putting y'all up on some currency exchange info. But, yeah, man, our shit is worthless, man. It can't go nowhere. You try to go out the country right now, even Jamaica laughing at you, shit. We don't want that dollar, man. That shit no good over here. It used to be 7-1, you know what I'm saying? We used to go over there and actually, you know, your dollar was worth something. It's worth nowhere no more. Matter of fact, hit us up with what the market rate is over there, like dollars to, what is Jamaican money? What's Jamaican money, V?
I have no idea.
What is Jamaican money called? This question is directed to NJ, everyone. She's in the chat room. If you come on blogtalkradio.com/smellybtr, SmellyBtr, then you can check out the show, see everybody who was actually on the show in the chat room and all that. You know what I'm saying? See the reality. Or if you want to get on the line and talk to the VIP representing mm-hmm. Golden Stools of America, Miss B the Star, and we. Oh,
yeah, I knew you were gonna go there. Stop,
I love
man.
You, for
Vita, I ain't
boy.
No bathroom.
I love for Vita, man. I love for Vita already, boy. man, you done got me all off. What the hell I was talking about? Damn it. Y'all VIP bathroom people, boy, I tell you, boy.
I ain't get too trashed. That's you talking all that shit.
Y'all just can't keep shit down.
Oh, hell no. Nah. Hell no.
Nah. Okay. Okay, I can breathe again. I can breathe again. Breathe again. Breathe again. Oh.
I know you did not just sit up there and bust out one of those long breath people.
Oh, shit, man. Listen, I got to get somebody. What?
Okay, I'm going to tell my age. I was like in third grade when that song came out.
You're going to tell your age. Girl, nobody who smokes know what the hell your age is. That's for all the soul people out there. Y'all... calculate her age and then put it in the chat room. Shit, it'll be tomorrow if I figure that out in my condition. That's like y'all women. That's like women out there every time about my baby 24 months old. What? The goddamn baby 2 years old. Now you breaking some shit down. Oh, he 18 months. A year and a fucking half? You just can't say a year and a half. Oh, he's 497 days old. What?
Well, isn't it because he doesn't go to the doctor? The doctor gives it about months because that's how you can tell, you know, that they're stage of development. Not necessarily in years yet because they're still so young and they're growing at a rapid pace. So you
right. So why you don't say months, though? Why would you keep saying my baby is I don't had a chick say some days. She broke down like 1,000 days old. What the hell is 1,000 days old for a baby?
I don't know. I never heard that. But, I mean, like, when you say something like 18 months, yeah, that's it is a year and a couple months or whatever, or what, 4 months?
A year and a half.
But anyway, yeah, okay, so it's almost a year and a half. But at the same time, it gives you an exact stage in that child's development. Whereas if I were to say, I don't like the now. To me, once you go past 20, it starts to get a little annoying. But
okay.
I can understand.
That's like 2 years old then. Okay.
Yeah, well, 24 is 2 years old.
Right. So you old for that. But I don't have, he 26 months. 26 months? What? what he doing in the damn stroller? His feet dragging. Get your ass out that stroller. Get out that stroller, girl.
I don't understand that. Oh man, when I used to work out, I used to run an after school program, and there was this lady there on the playground. She wasn't in my program, but she was one of the parents that would be on the playground. She would watch her kids at the playground, and she had a 6-year-old, or she was 5 or 6, in a stroller. And I asked her, I said, "Why is she in a stroller?" She said, "Because I get too tired of carrying her." And the girl was like 5 or 6 years old.
That's our punk ass parents nowadays. To all you punk ass parents out there. You better get your kids to walking. Get them out of that stroller and take the damn pacifier out of their mouth. I meet damn kids, damn 10 years old, sucking on pacifiers and shit. What kind of shit is that? 5-year-old baller in their mouth. What? 5 years old, you still got a baller in your mouth? I'll slap the table food out your face. What the? Get that baller out your mouth. I guess that's why I ain't got kids. I guess that's why I ain't got kids, because they...
No, I think you're right though. I don't have kids either, but I also wouldn't. I don't want to have a baby. Like I want a 3-year-old. I don't really plan to have an infant.
You want a 3-year-old? Like you finna walk in the store? Nah, I don't want that 6-month. Where your 3-year-olds at? You ain't got no 3-year-olds on the shelf. I'm here to pick up a couple of them. I need a 6-pack of 3-year-olds instead.
Not for real. For real though, I do plan to adopt a 3-year-old. Like I don't see myself I don't like changing diapers.
Here
I don't
come
like
Madonna, everyone.
Diapers.
Here's Madonna, everyone.
You know what though? You know what?
She
I don't see anything
money.
Wrong with adopting.
With Madonna adopting?
No, why not care? She probably taking really good care of kids.
What? Is you serious? She's a motherfucking circus on camera. I can only imagine her damn life off camera. If you tongue kissing every damn female on stage and sleeping with animals and shit off stage, and you damn did the nasty with Dennis Rodman. Oh, I almost threw up. No, your parents,
so
your fucking parents, hell to the no.
Well, you know,
hell
everybody has
no.
Different outlooks on how they view sex.
A black baby.
What
are you going to do?
Okay, but this is the problem though. Ain't none of these Negroes adopting no black babies either. Black people don't even adopt like that. So who else is gonna adopt these kids? They gonna just stay in the fucking system?
Yeah, but I don't know.
You motherfuckers ain't adopting them. Shit.
Hell no.
I don't exactly. So
I will babysit my ass off.
If you a black person that ain't adopting black babies, then how they don't get out of a white person adopting black babies? Because ain't nobody else adopting motherfuckers.
What's the difference, though? It's babies.
A
homeless baby is a homeless baby, no matter if it's black, white, Puerto Rican. I ain't saying about the color. I'm saying about the person. The person that she is, that, you know, the image that she portrays, that don't paint a good light for no child. No matter what creed, color, she's not good mother material. And I'm just saying by what she puts in the public eye, that public eye is going to reflect on that child. As that child gets, you know what I'm saying, older, you know what I'm saying, oh, your mom was Madonna. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Now they finna tell everything that, you know what I'm saying, she get into. I don't know. I don't give.
I mean, really. I personally don't think that's that big of a joke. I guess I have a different view on, like, stuff like that. I don't know. Cause I personally don't think, I mean, I don't know about the whole bestiality thing or whatever. I don't know. But I don't think that
I know
sex
about
is
all
something
that.
That's
She's kissing
sheltered.
Goats. Kissing goats and dogs and doing all other kind of, man, what else? Whatever. I know they do that. I have the video. So, don't worry. Needs to go.
Okay.
Needs to go. Do you needs to see it? Do I have to show you?
Oh, no, I'm good.
Oh.
I don't know that. I'm not interested. I mean, I'm not that interested in her whole little situation, but, you know. My point was that I would like to adopt, and when I adopt, I plan to adopt someone 3 years old or older that's potty trained. Because diapers are expensive, and I don't like changing diapers anyway. So,
well,
I'm not really
hey,
good with
babies. Yeah. My grandma got sick. I mean, shit. She went back to babyhood, and she was a 300-pound baby. So,
Ooh. Hey,
you got to do what you got to do. Yeah, man, my grandma, for a whole year, I took care of her till the day she died. You know what I'm saying? And she was walking at first. Yeah, she was walking at first. But then, you know, it comes a time just as a person, you know what I'm saying, that you give up on yourself, you know what I'm saying? And that's when it happened. You know, and me lifting up a 300-pound woman by myself, that wasn't cutting it every day, you know what I'm saying? And I was doing my best now. I was getting out of bed. We was washing her. We kept her washed. I mean, we kept her like a newborn baby, you know what I'm saying? Changed the diaper, all that. But then when it came down where she kind of just gave up on herself. She gave up on her willing to live. You know what I'm saying? And it comes down to that point. Like, I don't personally, we don't believe in old folks home. You know what I'm saying? Not people who truly love their family. You know what I'm saying? You don't see them rushing off and putting their family members in old folks home. They take care of them. You know what I'm saying? I don't give a damn if you're 115. You know, you
right,
moving
right.
in with me or moving in over here. That's real family. But then you got these other people who just, you know, don't want to take that extra step. And that's what you have to do. You know what I'm saying? Because she did that for me. It's like my granddad did that for me, and I would have did it the same for him. You know what I'm saying? She raised me and wiped my ass. So why I can't turn around and do the same? You know, who am me? Who the fuck am I? So, hell yeah. On anybody, you know what I'm saying, you need to step up to the plate, take care of your family. Step up to the plate, step up and take care of your kids, you know what I'm saying? Don't be a Bernie Mac. When Bernie Mac go to the goddamn courthouse to Bernie say, yeah, I got a letter in the mail telling myself, you know, my sister, she strung out, she cracked, you know, the state about to take the kids. So, you know, I say, you know, nah, they can't take the kids, you know what I'm saying? So I go to court. You know, it's me and my brother there in court. So, yeah, I steps up and I tell the judge, you know, Your Honor, well, you know, me and my brother, we can't see the kids, you know what I'm saying, split up. We can't see the kids go to protect the custody. So, me and my brother, we came to an agreement, you know, I'm going to take the kids for the first 6 months and he's going to take the kids for the other six. He say, that punk son of a bitch, he say, when I turned around, that son of a bitch had done turned his back on me. He was talking yeah. with the judge, and when the judge asked, you know what I'm saying, well, who going to take the first 6 months, that son of a bitch turned around and ran out the door. I said, damn. Hell, you ain't watching.
Yeah.
Now he taking care of three other people's kids. Man,
I saw that episode.
Yeah, man. Hey, R.I.P. to, Bernie Mac, you know what I'm saying? That's my nigga, man. That's my nigga. Him upstairs, him on the phone. Yeah, nah. Hey, make sure y'all who the hell is DJ Flirt?
That's Hollaback Radio. That's DJ Flirt.
Oh, I'm like, I'm DJ Flirt. I ain't flirting with nobody, Emma. As long as this beat up, as long as this beat up stop.
No, Hollaback Radio said that his or her name is DJ Flirt. I don't know if it's a male or female, though.
Oh, okay. Yeah, everybody was like, smell so good, you a female. Do that sound like a female name? DJ smells so good.
It's gender neutral.
Oh, It comes from what smells so good. That's the name of my business. You know what I'm saying? Licensed, owned, and operated. A true black owned and operated business, not with a Chinese person popping up with a motherfucking do-rag on, talking about how can I help you. No. But you already know. I'm black owned and operated. All About Radio is a male. DJ Flirt. Holding it down. Big up DJ Flirt and Holler Back Radio. You know what I'm saying? Be coming through, checking your boy out. Got a whole, like, 1,000 people up in here, man. I don't know where the rest of the world at, but apparently y'all ain't nowhere else but on this show. Missing Mike Henderson, though. Missing Mike Henderson and Shy Romance. Missing 2 more peoples and Miss Black, 3 more peoples. I got to call her ass up in Iraq, but I ain't got the number. Shit. Anybody know Miss Black number out there? Anybody? Let me see. No. Some sideshow. Let me give shots out to Coach K and the Coach K Project. I like to call in the people's shows, too. I need her damn number, though. Damn, I don't want to do this. Let me see if I can do it like this. Go over here. Go down. Click on that. And we go ahead and we flip over here like that. She got 16 minutes left to the show. 16 minutes left to the show. Let's see if we can get on the line. She ain't got nothing but 3 people in her room, y'all. Let's take over her show real quick. Take over her shit. Coach K, pick up the phone. Pick up the phone. 813. Okay, here we go. Okay, hold on, y'all. Finna make a call. Y'all, hold on. We finna call into the Coach K show. We finna take our show over real quick. Yes, I do it. Hold on.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Blog Radio.
But you're on 813. All right, when you call in, I'll be glad to pick up, brother. There you are. Let's see what you got to say. DJ smells so good.
It's going down. What's up, brother? How you doing?
Talk to me, brother. I'm doing pretty good here. I'm blessed always.
Hey, that's right. That's all I like to hear. We calling live to live, Coach K. We are live on the Coach K of Life show. And we streaming live from my show, which is Let's Do It Again, Blog Talk Radio. You already know. We call in to, see what's going on, what's popping around in Blog Talk. You know, we just jump around show to show. Yeah, man, that's how we doing it. So say what's up to all my listeners, because I'm saying what's up to all your listeners.
Okay, well, how we doing out there for DJ Smell So Good and your listeners? What's going on, people? I hope you're blessed, and I hope you're ready to motivate the world with me, because that's what I'm out to do.
That's real. What you got going on today? What you talking about? You got a topic?
Well, I'm talking about goals. I'm on a series, a 5-part series called Sales 101, Getting Your Piece of the Pie. So this week we're talking about setting and achieving your goals.
Okay.
And you don't mind, I got like 2 minutes to knock this one out. Allow me to knock this out.
Run it, brother. We got 44 minutes. Run it.
Okay. All right. Well, like I was saying, where was I, guys? Dr. Charles, I see you. Okay. No problem, brother. But like I was talking about was, let's say you're a sales rep. Now, when I first started sales, I had to sell 150 bottles of perfume in 30 days. Now, you do the math, that is 50 bottles for every 10 days. So instead of focusing on the gold, I basically made sure that I went after the bronze first, the silver second, and the gold last, being that that's the bigger picture. Now, I spoke to about 100 people per day on average to sell 5 bottles per perfume. So when you look at it, that's the average of 20 people per bottle being sold. Now, here's the kicker, because we all love Fridays, especially any sales rep you know, they love Fridays because that's payday. That's the beautiful day. So more sales were made that day, every Friday. Now, this either helped you make up for lost sales or put you ahead of your pace for your ultimate goal. Now, when you reach the bronze, it's time for you to go for the silver. Doing the same thing you did to get to the bronze, you do when you're going for the silver. as that point comes about, you understand you either are on pace or not. Now, if you're not on pace, guess what? You have a little sense of urgency issue there that you need to get on your game and get on pace. But if you're on pace, don't stop what you're doing. Continue. By all means, continue. Make it happen. Keep yourself in that position. Now, before you go to the position of reaching the goal, which is the ultimate goal, you have to say to yourself, all right, where am I at again? Because you built the progress, you built the momentum to go out there and do what you have to do. So if you reach the silver and you're on pace, time to get busy, time to stay where you're at. But if you're not, the sense of urgency is kicking in even more. So now you have a choice of making a decision of sacrificing. And when you sacrifice, guess what's going to happen? Eventually, you made the right sacrifice, you're going to be blessed in the process. As I talked about earlier about watering your seeds and watching them grow into beautiful plants, it's the exact same thing in life. When you plant your seeds, you have to water. You can't walk away from a seed that's unplanted. That's unwatered. Because it's not going to grow. So this is what's going to happen in your business. Well, I hear a feedback here. I believe it's someone back. But that's all right. I mean, we all dislike sacrificing on something. We certainly don't like change, but there has to be a point in time you say, I'm going to do this or that. And when you do these things, I promise you, you're going to see the fruits of your labor. You will see the fruits of your labor. I mean, look at it this way. You won't go into a contract with someone to paint your whole house and they only paint one room and say, they're done. You're not going to expect that. Let's say you tell them, I need this house painted in 3 days, and they only paint one room in 3 days. You're not going to be happy. You expect excellence and completing, getting a job completed that way. You should expect that from yourself in completing whatever it is you're going after. So if your goal is to become a millionaire, you need to follow the process of getting yourself there. And that means setting your goals, writing down your goals, putting yourself in position to achieve your goals. If you cannot achieve your goals, guess what's going to happen to you? You're just going to sit there and you're going to wonder. And the reason why you're going to sit there and wonder why is because you're going to start becoming lazy on doing your goal. So you have to make it a mental focus that nothing's going to stop me from getting from point A to point Z. So get out of the mind frame of getting from point A to point Z, as in jumping from point A to point Z, and take the time right now and say, I'm going to take it step by step because God is going to bless what I put my hand to. And if you do not understand it, ladies and gentlemen, pick up your Bible today. Whether you believe it or not, pick it up. It's right there in the Bible. What you put your hand to, God is going to bless you. So if you have a goal, go out after it. Today is the day, not tomorrow. No more procrastinating. I can't even stand the word. I can't even stand doing it. Understand where I'm coming from. No more procrastinating today, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, Coach K. I got can I give you a word of wisdom for the day?
Sure.
This comes from what I get in my email. I get you remember Reverend Ron from Run DMC?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So now he's a reverend now, he's doing his thing. So he sends me words of wisdom to my email box, you know what I'm saying, every day. And this particular word of wisdom starts off like this. It says, good morning. Success seems to be connected with action. Successful people keep moving. They make mistakes, but they don't quit. And of all the things a leader should fear, complacency should head the list. And that was quoted from C. Hilton, the hotel executive, and John Maxwell. So, you know what I'm saying?
Yes,
some words of wisdom, man.
I appreciate it. I'm very familiar with John Maxwell. He's pretty much my mentor because I read, I think, every single one of his books by now on leadership. So, believe me, I know.
Right. Yeah, that's definitely.
That's a powerful brother, and I appreciate that word of wisdom, and I know my listeners do too. I have quite a few people on the on the telephone line than I do on in the chat room.
That,
it seems like I'm getting a lot.
That's the same way, you know what I'm saying? That's
a
good
thing. I've
been
tired of that lately, but I'm glad people are listening. So, you know, I'm happy that people are tuning in. And honestly, for folks, for those that are listening to my show and DJ Smell So Good show, I pray you learned something today, because the day you stop learning is the day you die. I want you to take that with you today. Now, before I get out of here, I got about 6 minutes. So let me let you know before I get out of here, a few quick announcements. Tomorrow, like I told you before, I'm on the Paul Lawrence Van Show, the Wealthy Speakers Show, at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Check it out, 6 p.m. Central, 4 p.m. Pacific. The web address is Blog Talk Radio Paul Lawrence Van, / Paul Lawrence Van. I will be getting into my life. The sales coach, the life coach, the motivational speaker, the super motivational speaker, the Coach K of life. All the accomplishments, all this and that. I'm getting into me. It's a little strange for me to talk about myself, but yes, I'm doing it. So I do appreciate all the listeners out there that are catching up. I'm going to catch, you know, this radio show that DJ Smell So Good is like blessed me with to come in at this point in time to tune in and listen. I'm going to take advantage. And we're going to get more into this series, Sales 101, getting your piece of the pie. And understand, it's not just for the salesman or the saleswoman. It's for anyone that's looking to get into business or that's in business, because I have a recipe for success, and it has not failed me, and I want to share it with the world. So take full advantage of this, and let's run with this. And on Thursday, I got the one and only Marcus L. Boston again. He is the author of the book, A Pastor's Mistake. What do you do when you know your pastor is wrong? Check it out on Thursday at 6 p.m. right here on the Coach K Life Show. Ladies and gentlemen, I got to roll out of here in a few minutes, and let me check my timing, because they're going to kick me off in less than a few minutes. But
hey,
for those that tuned in, yes.
Coach, yeah, I'm going to jump back on my show and jump into some more songs, but, you know, songs.
Okay.
Songs, but, yeah, you know, I'm from the South. I'm from the South, brother. That's how we talk down here. You know what I'm saying? But come by, man. I welcome you to come by. You know what I'm saying? I want to, you know, I forgot. I meant to come in early and you know what I'm saying? I just like to use these shows, man, so we can all network. Your listeners are my listeners. My listeners are your listeners. You know what I'm saying? Because just like I clued in, which is you was talking about something that was pertinent to you know what I'm saying, to the situation that's going on today. So this is why I pop into people's rooms, not for disrespect, not to take your show over. But you know what I'm saying? So my base can learn something new. You know what I'm saying? And so is your people. You know what I'm saying?
Network to that.
It's definitely networking.
All right.
But I definitely talk to you later, brother. All right. And I'll try to check you on the show tomorrow, 7 o'clock.
Oh, I will be catching your show, so don't worry about it.
All right, brother. Have a good one now.
All right. You too. All right. So.
All right. Y'all already heard it here first. Doing real big things, man. That's how you do it. Right here, Blog Talk Radio, when you get into it. You know what I'm saying? Real DJs do real things, and that's how I do, man. I share love all the way across this entire interplanetary world. You know what I'm saying? Unbiased, Tampa-based, most unbiased international DJ. It's going down. And this is what I got to ask the ladies something real quick. If I came up to you and I asked you this question, what the hell would you say to me, y'all?
Nice for the niggas, like free pussy, bitch, that's right. To the crib, yeah. Dig up in your crib, yeah. Chain your leave if I don't fuck up. She using up Tom and Jerry cause she's stuck. I'm talking, I'm calling the cab and blue man. I don't give a fuck, bitch, I can find me some new ass. Yeah, dog, fuck a call, short call, dick a small. Homie like a master, juicy like Biggie Smalls. It really, y'all, hoes got the game fucked.
About it. another Dead Dollar record production. Great box.
I'm sorry, y'all. I can't sing worth a motherfucker. Big up to Gray Fox, though, man. That's holding down Dead Dollar Records down here. You know what I'm saying? Produced that track for my dog. You know what I'm saying? Old school cat. Holding down real big. We got to check in with stall number one. Let's see. Stall number one, is it there? Stall number one, is it there? Gotta give up real big, y'all. Vita Stars holding it down for stall number one, you know what I'm saying? Live right here on the Record of the Game radio, you know what I'm saying, station, you know what I'm saying, going down real big, man. Big ups to every 3,000 of y'all that done came through, you know what I'm saying, and blessed me with y'all presence, man. Lil Lola. We got Don Calypso off in this piece. Miss Meeka off up in here. We got Just Last Night, Mo Blue. Miss Ann J, got Dark Yoda. Y'all throw some area codes up in there, man. Let me put y'all out there to the wall. You know what I'm saying? Put y'all out to the wall. And let me see who else we got. We got the Paisan from PSL off in here. Hollaback Radio doing it real big. Definitely Lil Lola all the way from New Zealand, y'all. She's like the furthest up in here right now. You know what I'm saying? In Jamaica. We got Miss Ann J all the way from Jamaica. Going down real big. We got we got Miss Vita Star. She's live back in stall number one, y'all. She's live. Vita Star, how you doing today, lady? All the damn fast ass typing she doing. She, woman typed by 400 words a minute. And I don't see one word in the chat room. 216 in the house, all right. We got 216 off in this piece. Dallas, Texas. You know what I'm saying? 972, what it do? Cleveland! You know what I'm saying? Big up Ohio. Big up Akron. You know what I'm saying? Down there, you know. Got a little people down there in Akron holding down. Big ups. You know what I'm saying? All my ex-military focus. You know what I'm saying? All my military focuses. Folks, you know what I'm saying? Big ups to Miss Black Iraq. Holding it down, you know what I'm saying? Damn, I see three area codes. It's like 3,000 people up in here. All right, there we go. 301. Big ups to the 301, 601, 408. Maryland in the building. You know what I'm saying? Big up Baltimore. Big ups to New York. You know what I'm saying? All my up north is people up there. You know what I'm saying? Going down real big. I got like 23 minutes left to the show, right? And, yeah, I think I might do another damn show. I need to get and go find me some motherfucking work to do or something, but fuck it. You know what I'm saying? It's raining down here in Florida, so this is the perfect day. You know what I'm saying? It's finna get cool. So if y'all happen to journey on down here to 813, bring a little jacket. You know what I'm saying? It's a little cool right now, but, you know. It's all good, because that's how we likes it. That's how we likes it. Doing it like that. Let me get to another track, man. This is my dog Motor. I'm snoring down a little bit. My dog Motor. It's called Telling On Me. Big up Sucker Proof DJs. MotorHipHop.com. You need to check us out. Core DJs Radio. Yak Radio. I'm on all that. You know what I'm saying? That's CoreDJs.ning.com. YakRadio.ning.com, Motor Hip Hop. You can check us all out on there. You know what I'm saying? Going out real big. Here we go.
Now I've got a feeling. struggling. I feel you, believe me, I feel you. We in the struggle together, baby. These days I got so much stress. I can't hide it, baby. I mean, I'm wearing it on my sleeve like a motherfucking, like a motherfucking billboard sign. I feel you, I believe me. Shout out to the homies that I'm past. Gon' rest in peace, dog. I'm down here living life. Boy, it's cold on these streets. Chasing pipe dreams. I wish that I could make it rapping. My girl looking at me like, when this shit supposed to happen? I'm still broke. I still ain't got shit. Down to my very last dollar on my fucking dick. I don't wanna die young like my homie Mo. I gotta stick around. I wanna see my little girl grow. It's a shame we dying in the fast lane. These little kids growing up today probably gon' do the same. I'm getting drunk, trying to wash away the stress. Can't forget a force of mine for the homies that don't let respect. I'm so remote, so make it past 23. I don't even cry no more when we lose another G. I'm trying to hide it, but it says it is deceased. I can't hide the pain, my heart keeps telling on me. Damn. I'm trying to make a change for the better. I'll probably stay stuck in the hood forever. I'm on a one way, sicker than nowhere. And who cares? No one all they wanna give me is some cold stares. They say money makes the world go round. I think they right, cause without money my whole world's upside down. Tell me if I die tonight, who gon' feed my little princess? I'm my only streets trying to hustle with a senseless. Cause shit don't change, it stays the same. No matter what I try to do, I can't escape the pain. The drama at home got me feeling all alone. Got me ready to pick up my bags and get my ass on. I got a new friend, I call him Hennessy Bottle. Got me pissed off at the world, screaming fuck them all. Trying to hide it, but it's evident to see. I can't hide the pain, my heart keeps telling on me. Damn. How much I can take, wish I could turn back my life and see a better place. How to make my bed, so I gotta lay in the middle. A lot of mistakes on the way, yes I do admit it. I should've went to school, but I dropped out. Give anything to come back time and make my mom cry. Got 20 plus years of weight on my fucking shoulders. Praying late at night, when would the struggle be over? I guess what don't kill me only make me stronger. And what I don't have only increase my hunger. I'm on the grind for my baby child. So when she grow up, she could be like daddy. Wow, the pain's killing me softly, but I'm holding on. Looking at the air with blank stares like my mind's gone. Trying to hide it, but it's evident to see. I can't hide the pain, my heart keeps telling on me. Damn. So no matter what you're going through, don't be ashamed of what you're going through, cause most of them are going through the same shit anyway, you dig? I mean, life is hard, I ain't gonna lie about that, I mean, you gotta grab life by the throat, baby, you gotta grab life by the throat, and you gotta choke the shit out of it, you dig? Take your life into your own hands, yeah, most die.
Sexiness got me so open up, call her name out, but it's so hard to stop her. I need a minute with you, just to let you know. guess you gon' love it, girl.
I saw you walk across the street, and I can't lie, your walk is killing me. And that body, I just can't believe that your man let you out here in these streets. Girl, you sure got it going on. Make a brother wanna take you to my home, so we can be all alone, and I can get you open off that dumpy on. Oh, baby.
Not that often that you can have some high school reflection, and that's what that little part gives to me. That gives me a little high school reflection of how I used to be back in the days. Yes, I've cleaned my life up. I've turned my life around.
Oh, that's so sweet.
I'm living for the. Well, I almost said.
Don't lie. Don't fucking lie.
Lord knows I'm living for every day, though. You already know. Big ups to the G-O-D. Oh,
what's
S-T-Y.
Up? What's up, Big Papa? What's up?
The 6'2" substitute teacher, y'all. in the building. She got
educating the young minds, baby.
I bet you is, girl.
Hey, Ann, I'm doing good.
Bet you was, girl. Ooh. Young minds ain't getting no education.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah. I got something for you, baby.
Oh,
you hear me?
Every time you say that to me, girl, I hope you're talking to me. Shit.
Yeah, I'm talking to you.
Oh.
Got some for you.
Oh, let me explain to y'all. This is.
You want them?
This is,
you want them? Let it go right there.
Oh, I thought you were talking about a poem. I was about to end this show 11 minutes early when you said that. Shit.
Yeah, I got something for you. Let me see. Sure, so I do got something for you, though. I was trying to find the other one called My Sister, because I had wrote two pieces. It's one, like, from a male point, and it's one from a woman's point.
Oh, shit. Here we go. That's my older boy. Shit.
Whatever. You know, we're equal, baby. We're equal. But I stand behind my cane if I need to.
Girl, you just got to stand on the side of me, girl, because you know, you're too tall and shit.
Yeah, I'll be able to look over your head. I can't have you standing behind me now.
Face all in your ass and shit. My face all in your ass. I don't know.
I'm about to walk in front of you. I changed my damn mind.
I ain't closed those, girl. You better watch yourself.
I tuck your every long ass legs in mine. Sounds so good. Let me read this right here. It's called My Brother.
All right.
I didn't know I had it that good, but I wish I could go back and turn the hands of time around. See, I was never a poor female, but I stayed wanting more. I was greedier than a high-priced whore, but still I had a brother. I was at damn near 400 pounds, head stayed down, depressed, lagging around. I left off the government because my baby's daddy didn't do shit. Hold up. No, so good. This is not about me now. Okay.
All right. I'm hearing you.
Okay. Left off the government because my baby daddy didn't do shit, but still.
Oh, I got a song lined up for after that.
Okay. Still, you owned my kid as your own, and you came and turned my house into a home. You pushed me to go back to school, and I did. While you worked every day and all the bills you did pay because you was my brother, my man. I wanted to lose weight, and you said I looked great, and you loved me. Now, nothing's better than being loved by a brother. Hell, you pushed me to do better. You cried for me. You fought for me. You lied for me. You loved me. You were my black brother, my man. See, once a man loves you, you should cherish that love. It's nothing you wouldn't do for me, nothing. You took a bullet for me. You went to jail for me. You left your family for me because they didn't accept your love for me because you were my black man. While in school, you maintained the house. You cooked and cleaned, never screamed, and kept everything in line. Watched the kids comb their hair, too. Like I said, there was nothing you wouldn't do because you were my brother. I graduated from school, top of my class, got a great paying job, left all of my rags, started going to the club while you stayed at the house, got a little bitchier and running off at the mouth. And still, for me, your love, you confess. I lost weight in the process. Homegirl was fine. Didn't want the past, left everything behind. You cried to me. You cried for me to come back to you. What would you do? But I didn't give a damn about my brother. Got a new man. He whooped my ass. Came crying back to you, and you took me back, too, because you were my brother. You said you never said too much, but you let your point be known. Told me to stop bullshitting me so your love be gone. Whatever. I left again, took the kids, went out of town, your head stayed down, wondering where the kids and I had gone. Had another man who was worse than the first, never really loved me, treated me like dirt, never stayed at the house, didn't help me with shit, called me a dumbass daughter of a bitch, had his females calling my home, he didn't have a job, just stayed in the streets. Came home after 2 a.m. and my ass he would beat. Not like my brother, not like my man. I left him and tried to find you, but you didn't look back, said there was nothing you could do. But I didn't know that I had it that good, and I wish I could go back and turn the hands of time around, because I miss my brother, my Nubian king, my handsome black man. See, nothing compares to being loved by a brother, and now I miss him. Even though I dissed him, oh, how I long to kiss him, my brother. My Nubian king, my man. That's it.
Mm-hmm. You want to talk about me though, girl? How? Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, see, I wrote
all the ladies. You know what I'm saying?
See, I wrote that in reference to a piece I had wrote called My Sister, and you know, like always, I be listening to folks saying, well, you need to write one about, you know, the sister, because I had a woman who did this and who did that, and I sat there and I wrote that for him right then when he said it. And read it to me. I was like, damn. I'm like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So that was my brother.
This is one for all the empowering ladies. I got a song for all the empowering ladies out there. This is featuring all females on this We Taking Over remix. You know what I'm saying? Going down real big.
Yeah.
Right here live.
Yeah, baby.
You got a 6'2", sexy, shy romance on
Thank
the line.
Papa.
In the building. We got all the beautiful people in the chat room holding it down.
You got it lit up.
Man, it's going. This looking like Desert Rose show last night.
What?
Desert Rose. Man, listen here. Desert Rose. Big ups to Desert Rose. She had about 50 motherfucking people at 3 in the morning, and it was 5 in the morning my time. I was on her show till 6 this morning.
Damn.
And I mean, we was in that motherfucker straight tripping, boy. She was a trip. She was a real trip. So yeah. Big ups to Desert Rose, Miss Kitty. You know what I'm saying? Everybody who be, who hold it down.
Your cyber wife.
Hey, yeah, you already know it, girl. You already know it, girl. Let me virtually send this ring over to you.
Nah, send me some goddamn Western. Told you. All this cyber shit. Send me some Western Union, some shit I can use.
I can only give you what I believe in.
I hear you, Big Papa. I hear you.
I would take care of you, girl. Let me get off this phone if I say too many things, though. Uh-huh.
There go your cyber stepson.
Cyber Chris, get on here, boy. Oh, man.
Yeah,
let's get into the song. Check it out, y'all. We got 5 minutes left to this show. I got 400 people hanging around. So if y'all ain't got nowhere to go, I advise y'all to hang around
for
like a few more minutes, and I'm starting up another show. I'm starting up another one. I'm keeping it real. Probably do another
one
for another hour.
You finna start another one?
Yeah, I'm finna test the blog talk limit, goddamn it.
Okay, I tell you one thing. You still better come on over and holler at me.
Oh, yeah, your shit started 4. Why haven't you just called into your show?
At 4.
4 9.
It ain't 4 yet. It's 3:30 over here.
Okay, so 5 my time then.
Yeah.
All right, 5 nothing. All right, well, I guess the after party, put your link into the room.
Yeah.
You got to make sure you put your link up in there. You know what I'm saying?
Behind.
The after party is on the Shy Road Man Show, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Everybody need to click the link. The after party is on the Shy Road Man Show. If you this is National Poetry Month. Let the creepy old lady on Desert Rose's show tell it.
He gonna fucking say the creepy old lady.
creepy old lady with bisexual tendencies and shit on Desert Rose's show last night. And if you wasn't there, you don't know what the hell I'm talking about, man. But hey, shit, goddamn lady. Desert Rose be attracting some peoples, boy. Late night freaks come out at night. Well, freaks come out at night.
Mm.
It's going down, man. So this last song is called We Taking Over. You know what I'm saying? 3 minutes shy to the show. You know, shy on the show. And this was the part 2. I held it down 4 hours a day. You know what I'm saying? It was Must Be Monday. You know what I'm saying? We held it down. Must Be Monday again. And then we brung it all the way back for Let's Do It Again. The part 2 of Must Be Monday. So that's how we doing it.
Right.
And it's going down real big, man. If this y'all first time ever being on this show here, I'm on each and every day, every single day, 7, 8, 12 days a week. I don't shit. And that
tripping out
all
every
time.
Single day because he's a fucking fool, but I love you,
beast.
Baby.
I'm a beast. Goddamn, I'm a beast. Mm-hmm. That's what I am. Call me what you want. Just don't call me collect.
Okay, Poppy.
Go down real big, man. So, hey, much love to all y'all. You know what I'm saying? And that's real. You know what I'm saying? Coming from a real, real brother. You know what I'm saying? And know how to say I love you in a real way. You know what I'm saying? So, I love everybody who came through to check the show out. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you have a safe day. Be safe. And don't smoke as much as I would.
Or me.
Oh. But shit, they're both of us put together.
What?
And to my 6-foot loveliness, you know what I'm saying? God will see you in your show in just a few. Show starts at 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, 4 o'clock
Central Standard Time.
And I don't know. Shit,
I don't know
Pacific.
The rest,
tune in, goddamn it. Tune in, shit.
I'll be on
apply
in 30 minutes.
Apply it to whatever time you is right now. Just apply that. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Going down. Everybody, please click the link before y'all leave. Also, sign the guest book on the front page down at the bottom. I got a guest book. Y'all, please sign the guest book. Rep where you from. You know what I'm saying? I show love. I definitely keep showing you love. You know what I'm saying? So leave where you're from. Just a little note on there, you know what I'm saying? Sign the guest book. Sign real big. Look me up on MySpace, Twitter, a whole bunch of other everything, anything that violates your privacy, I'm on it. All at me. That's why I'm on the internet.
Already.
Holler at y'all. This is my outro music. Peace.
It's your boy, CJ.
It's your girl, Yada.
I'm going to show y'all how to add our track. Florida, it's a new time. It's a new day.
Shut it down.